This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're here on Get Serial Mondays with Kelly, Kai and Ramay, and we are currently lucky enough to have Kwame on the line to talk about Big Sound, which he will be performing at. Welcome to the show, Kwame.
What's up? How you guys doing?
Yeah, great.
We're doing amazing.
Now, you are one of the many special guests to play at Australia's Festival for New Music, Big Sound, which will be held at Brisbane's Fortitude Valley early this September. How important is this opportunity to promote upcoming Australian hip-hop artists like yourself?
Man, I think it's a huge opportunity just to, have that platform to present my artistry, what I bring onto the industry, and it's just good to be able to show that to everyone within the industry to kind of get them to understand where the music is going and where it will eventually be in a couple of years time or so. So it's very big, and it's a blessing to be playing Big Sound. It's something I've wanted to do for so long, and to finally get there is just an amazing milestone in my career.
So, Kwame, I'm guessing you haven't played at Big Sound before?
No, I haven't, no.
So how excited are you? How prepared are you?
Yeah, super excited. It'll be amazing just to be there over the 3 days and just come across so many acts that I'm just excited to come across and see and get an understanding as to, where the new generation of the music industry is.
Yeah, so it's a really huge deal. I imagine you're working overtime preparing your set. How much rehearsing are you sort of putting into it, getting ready for Big Sound?
Oh, like hours upon hours on days on weeks. Like we're always just trying to perfect everything. And I really tailor my sets for each performance that I do because, I want to execute it properly and just for it to run smoothly and to really create a story and have everything transition right. We're always working on it so hard to make sure that we give 110% for each performance.
And who are some of your inspirations that you will be playing alongside at Big Sound?
Oh, in terms of bringing people on stage with me or people I look up to in terms of performance?
Well, both, but people you look up to maybe first.
In terms of people I look up to in performances, Travis Scott is probably one of biggest influences. Just his energy that he brings on stage is amazing. Like, the guy literally does not run out of breath. Kanye 100% in terms of just like the visuals and stage production. Definitely what I really want to get into soon, hopefully in maybe 2 to 5 years or so, where I can have a big production on stage just to really bring something different to a performance rather than just seeing like a DJ and then myself there. Like, I want to bring different elements to create a different feeling. Who else is there? I think those are probably two that I really look up to in terms of the performance element. Drake's definitely one.
Yeah.
Kendrick, especially now that I want to move into incorporating a band into my performances next year, something I'm looking into. I remember seeing him, I think in 2016 when he came for the September Butterfly Tour, and that day was just amazing. Seeing him with his band and incorporating that as well was cool. I think definitely those four in terms of performance. And bringing, coming with me, I'm not too sure yet. Probably have to keep down to the wraps, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. And you released your single, Wow, in March earlier this year, which we're about to press play on. But before we do, this song had over 1.5 million streams, which is incredible. So why do you believe so many people have connected with this track in particular?
I feel like with Wow, it's just something that's never been heard before in Australia, and it's just that new, it's a new direction of where hip-hop in Australia is now going. It's on that worldwide feel, that sense, and it's just unique. Like, I'm not trying to be anyone on that. Like, it's just being me. I feel like people gravitate towards realness, towards dope things. So feel like that's why it kind of just did what it did. And, yeah, like, super thankful for everyone that's been listening to it. And, yeah, it's been an amazing response.
Well, while we've got you, would you like to introduce it for us right here now?
Yeah, definitely can do that. Yo, what's up, guys? This is Kwame. You're about to listen to my single, Wow.
And that was Kwame's with Wow, and we are lucky enough to be joined by Kwame right now on the phone. Welcome back, Kwame.
What's up?
Now, Kai, did you want to take this one?
Yeah. So you released Wow earlier this year, which we just heard, and you're about to play at Big Sound in early September, which is very exciting. No one can say that the year hasn't been super productive for you. But is there anything sort of in the pipeline that we can look forward to, you know, a little bit more long-term?
A little bit more what, sorry?
A little bit more sort of long-term, you know, 2019, looking towards the future. What's coming up?
I mean, more shows. So I know in the back end we've got Spill Milk. We've also got Festival of the Sun. Those are the ones that have been announced so far. 2019, who knows? New shows, more music? I don't know. I guess we just have to wait and see.
We'll just see what the future holds.
Ride the wave.
Yeah, see what happens.
And you're also supporting TK on the Flexin Tour in September. How did this come about?
Oh, man, like, me and TK, we're, like, literally best friends.
Really?
Like, talk. Yeah, like, all the time, and she just reached out to me one day. I was like, man, like, I love your song, Wow, and I'm just like, bro, like, you understand, like, I love you so much. Like, one of my favorite artists. And then, yeah, she just, like, she reached out with, like, not even thinking. I'm like, yes, it's just good. Do it, let's go, it's good. And, yeah, like, now I'm on that tour with my boy Arno Faraji's awesome Perth. I shout to him, and I think that tour is just, like, is legendary. Like, it's like, you have TK, Arno, and myself, and it's just, like, the generations of, like, hip-hop in this country, and it's just exciting to kind of see that, and for us to go all over the country and just, like, do our thing. So any, like, any hip-hop heads out there, or just people who are just music lovers, like, I suggest you come to this tour, because it'll be crazy. It'll be something that, like, we'll be spoken about for the years to come.
Now, Kwame, I'm going to backtrack a little bit back in time. Is that okay?
Yeah, definitely.
So I read online that you were born in Auckland, NZ. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
No way. That's actually where I was born as well. So that's pretty cool to meet someone else that was born there. Anyway, have you done any shows in New Zealand?
No, but the plan is to. Like, I really need to get out to New Zealand. I haven't been there in so long. So I was born there in 90. I was born in 97. But I lived there until I was about, like, 2. So I left, like, 1999, 2000. And I haven't been back since, but I would love to go back there and play a couple shows. That'd be so dope.
I think that'd be pretty good, yeah. Because your goal is to be, like, an international artist, right?
Oh, 100%. You turn around the whole world. Like, that's the goal, that's the vision.
Yeah, sounds awesome. What kind of, like, steps have you taken / like are going to take to get to that point?
I think definitely it starts with the product, the creativity, the art, and it's just to really enhance it and take it to that next level and build it so that it can really just, like, connect with everyone else and not kind of just getting stuck with one sound. Because, I mean, every break that I make, like, it's different from lesson learned to endless to the next. Like, I'm transforming into a different person each time, and I think that's very important when being an artist. And then really, you know, just I guess just really putting myself out there and not being shy about it. And, you know, if someone doesn't like it, cool, that's fine. Take from that, all right, cool, enhance it somewhere else, take that feedback, and then boom, take it somewhere else. So I think it definitely just starts with the drawing board and really just enhancing the product so that it can go out.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Like,
I think,
like,
you
overseas
have
to the world.
Yeah, I think you have great potential, Kwame, for sure.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And you also performed at Splendor in the Grass a few weeks ago in front of our very own Romay, who happened to be there. Where do you rate that? Yeah, he was there too. Look, he's following you everywhere.
I'm secretly stalking you, Kwame.
Where would you rate that experience with other performances you've had?
Probably the best. Like, I thought Grooving was the best, but then doing that was just, that was just crazy because I was so nervous in the lead up to it. I mean, I'm nervous for every gig, but like this one especially, I was just like, oh, like, you know, it's the first spot. Not many people will come, but it's whatever. Like, this is Splendor. I'm so blessed to be here. I'm just going to go out there and do my thing. And then it's like 11:30, half an hour till I go on, and I just see like so many people walking up to the amphitheater. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Like, is someone playing like before me? I don't know. But like, they were just all there for me, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. And people were just like singing along, doing their thing, and then like after I'd finished, everyone kind of left, and I was like, damn, like they literally came for me, like just to see me play. And it was crazy. Like, Splendor was definitely the biggest experience I've ever played so far.
Yeah, for sure. Confidence is key, man. You've definitely got that. You've got that confidence going in.
Romay with the words.
And apparently you opened Splendor, is that correct?
Yeah, I opened Splendor, yeah.
That's pretty spectacular. How did you manage to score that?
So I entered that Triple J Honor competition. And yeah, literally I was just like in bed and then I get a call. And I'm like, okay. And it's my mom and the friend. And she's like, oh, hey, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations. I'm like, yeah, cheers. Like, alright. And then she's like, oh, you've won Splendor in the Grass on Earth competition. And I'm just like, damn. But I thought it was 12.
I'm like, awesome. True.
And then on the end is Ben and Liam from Triple J. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is legit. And they're like, oh, you're on air. And I'm like, damn, like, you're playing Splendor in the Grass, you're opening. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Did you think you were being pranked?
Legit, I was being pranked. I've spoken about it for so long. I'm like, man, like, one day I would be on Splendor, like, one day, like, that's the goal. And then it just happened, and it happened like that, and I'm like, yeah, someone probably, like, put a mic on me or something and just like want to control me or something. But it happened. Like, I got on the plane and I'm like, oh, okay, like, we're going to Byron, it's happening.
Well, there's big things for your future. Where can we find you?
On Facebook, you can find me, That Boy Kwame. On Twitter, if you want, That Boy Kwame, but it's annoying because someone else did That Boy Kwame, so you have to add another T after the that. Insta, same thing. Man, like, you can catch me at the shops, I don't know, getting, like, a snack pack or something. All that.
So, Kwame, you're going to be performing at Big Sound from 4th to 7th of September. Just before we go, is there anything you'd like to add?
Hey, I love all you guys. Believe in yourself, and you can achieve anything and everything that you ever wanted to be.
Inspirational quotes by Kwame. Thank you, we appreciate it.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.